Three more government backbenchers have left the door open today to supporting a royal commission into the banking industry. Nationals MP George Christensen is backing the public inquiry, while MPs Luke Hartziger and Ken O'Dowd have indicated they could be prepared to support it as well. This is all being pushed by the opposition, which has vowed to hold a royal commission into the banks if they are elected. I think Labor's on a winner in pushing this inquiry onto the banks. As I said last week, it's hypocritical to hold a royal commission into union corruption, but not to look into dodgy dealings by the big banks. We've seen countless embarrassing cases involving the banks where they've looked after their best interests while squashing the little guys. This includes financial planners switching customers' investments into dodgy stocks, which caused thousands of mums and dads to lose millions of dollars. Then we had medical records being tampered with so sick and dying people don't get the payout they deserve on their insurance, and manipulating bank bill swap rates to benefit themselves. The Financial Review reminds us today that when they were in power, Labor rejected calls for a sweeping inquiry into the banks. The Treasury Department recommended a substantial review, but as history has it, the then Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan dismissed the idea. So it might be convenient political timing that Labor has announced this now in the lead up to an election, but everyone's got a right to change their mind, even if it's for reasons of political convenience. And at the end of the day, the public pays attention to what's happening now. Labor's pushing for a royal commission into the finance industry, and I think they're on a winner. Malcolm Turnbull is riding another losing horse by taking the bank side. He's standing there as a bouncer at the door, protecting the banks from any probe into some of their more dodgy dealings. And measuring sympathy for the big banks is a real challenge in Australia because there ain't much out there. Malcolm may be worried about changing positions and looking like he's copying Labor, but I'd be more worried about perceptions you're running defence for the banks. And I think it'll be another free kick for Bill Shorten come election time.